The Phase 1 trade agreement between the U.S. and China was signed this week in Washington, D.C. The agreement is expected to go into effect on February 14th of 2020. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the public details of the deal.
The U.S.-China Phase 1 trade agreement that had been announced late last year was signed by the two countries, and we believe it holds a lot of promise for the opportunity to improve and increase the exports of U.S. cotton to China. The agreement will go into effect on February the 14th, and while a lot of the focus in the agreement is on addressing issues such as approval of biotechnology traits, and also includes important dispute resolution and enforcement provisions to make sure that China lives up to its commitments. As far as what China has agreed to purchase in the space of agricultural products and commodities, their commitment is to purchase over two-year period, 2020 and 2021, a total of at least $80 billion in agricultural goods. And that's divided up to be $36.5 billion in 2020 and then $43.5 billion in 2021. The National Cotton Council has been assured that cotton is an important part of those purchase commitments that were included. We're anxious to see how purchasing behaviors change in the coming weeks and months as this agreement goes into place and we start to monitor and track purchases by China.
On a related note, the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, said this week that it is still his expectation that the department will issue the third tranche of Market Facilitation Program, or MFP, payments, which could be big news for cotton farmers.
When MFP for the 2019 crop was first announced last year, the payment timeline indicated that the final 25% of MFP would be paid likely in January of 2020. However, it's possible that timeline may slip some, and it may be in February of this year before those payments are issued. However, we feel relatively confident that those payments will be coming in the near future.